All right, we'll say good morning. I'm sorry we're getting started a few minutes late. Wrong sefer. Okay, so we're picking up on page Kuf Chaf Beis. So remember, again, we're going through the little bits of pieces of the incredible pearls of wisdom of advice of the Piagetzna. So the last thing the Piagetzna told us yesterday was, come on time. Come on time. Next, second is the second to last paragraph from the bottom of Kuf Chaf Beis. Kesha'ata shavla beis chamina yeshiva. When you come back home from yeshiva, have a margish ga'aguim elav. This is actually quite beautiful. When you come home from yeshiva, so feel ga'aguim, feel yearning and pining to be back there. V'chashov, and think to yourself, ma tov b'yeshiva, how good it was in the yeshiva, u'ma no'im li lihios talmid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how wonderful and privileged it is to be a talmid, to be a student of the Ribono Shel Olam. So what's the idea? You know, you can tell a lot about a person by what they yearn for, by what they pine for, right? So some people yearn for vacation. See, if you yearn for vacation, that's not always such a good thing, because that might mean that you're a little bit unhappy with the life that you have. Some people yearn to go to work. That also might not be so good, because you might be trying to escape from something else that's occurring. But you can tell a lot about what if you ask me where I wanted to be, if I could be anywhere, where would I want to be? It's an interesting question to ask yourself. It's an interesting question to answer, because it says a lot about your state of mind and where you're holding. So ultimately, says the Piagetzna, so there's a time to be in yeshiva, but a person can't be learning every moment. But the shaila is, when I'm not learning, do I have a yearning and a pining to be learning? And says the Piagetzna, Talmud, work on yourself so that even when you're not in the yeshiva, you feel a lack. You feel like you'd rather be there. You feel like ultimately, again, if you had your choice, how much you would yearn to be back in the yeshiva, how much you would yearn to be learning, because ultimately that shows your incredible connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, Ma'od Ma'od, Havi Nisar Miladaber Dvar Sheker Udivrei Nevala. Be very careful not to speak words of falsehood or divrei nevala. Divrei nevala ultimately are inappropriate words. Be very careful with your speech. Why? This is actually amazing. Ki medaber divrei sheker is a very profound statement. Because one who speaks falsehoods, gam hu naase sheker. Very profound. If a person speaks falsehoods, they become falsehoods. In other words, that what the Piagetzna is saying is how we speak very much defines our personality, who we are. And if a person is constantly speaking falsehoods, or even not constantly, a person is speaking falsehoods, then ultimately, again, it's not just the pshat that I'm speaking sheker, but I literally nasa sheker. I become falsehood. I become a lie. Ve'af toraso lo toras emes v'lo torit kuf chav gimel. And the Torah that I learn is not a truthful Torah, nor is it a pure Torah. An incredibly profound idea as well, which is that at the end of the day, when a person compromises their koach adibra, a person compromises their power of speech, what the Piagetzna is really saying is, you've compromised your humanity. Which of us, it makes sense, because, you know, again, like for example, Unkelos, when the pasuk says, Vayipach ba'ap of Ruach Haim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed into us the spirit of life. So what does Unkelos say? Ruach memalo. What's life? Speech. Speech. Because it's speech that ultimately differentiates us from the rest of the animal kingdom. So therefore, when a person compromises his sense of speech, right, when a person compromises his koach hadibur, in fact, what he's done is he's compromised his humanity. It's not just, you know, we speak about abusing speech all the time. So abusing speech is a bad thing. The PhD says it's more than just a bad thing. Speech is what makes you human. Speech is what makes you a ben adam. Speech is what differentiates you from everything else ultimately in this world. And when you compromise that, whether again it's through falsehood or through inappropriate words, you compromise your humanity in totality. Not only that, says the Piagetzna, your mouth is used to learn Torah. Well, if the mouth has been compromised by inappropriate speech and by sheker, then by definition, the Torah is compromised as well. Vashomer espev ulushono, and anyone who guards his mouth and his speech, gam hu, gam torah so torah vamitim. But what's true in the negative is also true in the positive. If I'm careful to safeguard my speech, if I'm careful to be vigilant ultimately about how I speak and use my words, then in that case, my Torah becomes purer and ultimately more truthful. So we'll say again, remember, the beauty of all of these things is the Piagetzna is not telling us anything we never heard before. Right? Piagetzna is not going to say something, why? I never thought of that. These are all things that we know. But in this particular section, the Piagetzna is kind of going through the bullet points of successful living. Be careful how you talk. Be careful the words you use. Be careful to be an Ish HaEmes, because if not, not only are you being untruthful, not only are you being inappropriate, but you've compromised your very essence. Weiter. Im yadata b'cha shasisa eza davar shlo kohogen. So this is actually very interesting. If you know that you've done something inappropriate, for example, right? Whatever that might be, right? Let's say a person knows, I did something. Shlo kohogen also means it's not right. Whatever that may be, big or small, I know that I've done something that is incorrect. Oh, or again, I didn't learn enough that day, or I didn't learn the way I should that day. I know that I've done something wrong. But we'll say this is actually pretty incredible. So what's my approach when I do something wrong? Listen to what he says. Go ahead and chastise yourself a little bit. Self-chastisement. And what should I say to myself? He quotes it in Yiddish, and he quotes it in the Hebrew in parentheses. Ma'asisi, what have I done? Madua hisnahagusi kol kach yiruda. How could I behave in such a way? Hare ani mapil es atzmi l'shol tachtis chas v'shalom. Do I want to wind up in Gehenna? So we'll say, this is very interesting. Because I'll tell you why this is interesting. The Piagetzna, of course, is a Hasidish Rebbe. So, in Hasidus, of course, there are different streams of thought, just like in any movement. But the truth is, one of the things that the Baal Shem Tov really preached as a cornerstone to Hasidus was Gadlus HaAdam, about not beating yourself up. You know, because there are streams in the Muslim movement where, you know, the whole idea was, you're terrible. It doesn't really work, because anyone who tells themselves they're terrible too often, what ends up happening? Right. So first of all, at a certain point, you just give up. Right? You just give up. You know, okay, if I'm so terrible and I'm beyond salvation, what am I doing? So the Lashon Hara understood this. That's why he preached a message of Gadlus HaAdam. You make a mistake, dust yourself off, pick yourself back up. You took a wrong turn, go ahead and engage in some course correction. You did something dramatically wrong, okay, learn from it, grow, move forward. It is very interesting here that the Piagetzna is speaking about this concept of self-chastisement. But understand what he's saying over here. I will say, the reason why a little bit of self-chastisement, I don't know if I'm really worried, but okay. The reason why a little bit of self-chastisement is very important is because it causes me to take ownership over my mistakes. You see, there's a danger, a little bit of a danger in the approach of the Baal Shem Tov, in that, okay, I made a mistake, I learned, let's move forward. There has to be an element, ultimately, of taking responsibility. I did something wrong. And I need to own the fact that I made bad decisions. But again, why? Why? Because if I own it, people are sometimes afraid to take responsibility for their actions because they don't want to feel bad about what they did. What they don't realize is, when you take ownership over something, it's actually liberating. Because if I broke it, I can fix it. Right? If I'm responsible for the wrong turn, then ultimately, again, that tells you that I'm driving the bus. And if I'm driving the bus, I can get it back on the right road. So says the Piagetzna, you did something wrong in life, whatever it is, something dramatic, something less dramatic, chastise yourself a little bit. Ask yourself, what did I do? How could I behave in such a way? If I keep going down the road of this behavior, then ultimately, again, it's going to lead me to a very bad destination and a very bad place. Chastise yourself a couple of times and get a little bit upset at yourself. And be mekabel upon yourself to act differently going forward. I will say very profound. Own your mistakes. Own your mistakes. Don't explain them away. Don't go ahead and attribute blame to someone else. Don't deflect. Own it. Own it and remind yourself over and over again of that level of ownership. Because at the end of the day, if you own it, then you could fix it. If you beat yourself up a little bit in a healthy, non-self-abusive way, beat yourself up a little bit, ultimately, sometimes that's the little bit of the push that I need to change things going forward. All right, well, so we have to stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with the Aitzis of the Piyajetzna, Emirat Hashem tomorrow. Shukoyach.